The MIT men's basketball team is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania today, preparing for its first appearance in the NCAA Division III Sweet 16. The Engineers are coming off a 27-1 season, the best in their 111-year history. But has anybody noticed? WBUR's Karen Given reports.
When Harvard University's Division I men's basketball team clinched a trip to the NCAA tournament, the Big Dance, for the first time since 1946, the news made the front page of ESPN.com. Days earlier, when MIT's Division III basketball team made the Sweet 16 of what's known as the Little Dance, the news didn't even make the front page of MIT's student newspaper, the TAC. But just off Massachusetts Avenue in Cambridge, students rushing through Lobby 7, the main entrance to MIT, are happy to break the stereotype that geeks don't pay attention to sports. And they might as well crush the notion that geeks don't date while they're at it.
So I'm in a sorority, and one of the sisters is dating a guy on the basketball team. So a couple of the sisters actually went to the game. People are excited. People that know about it, I guess, are excited.
I'm on the track team. The girl on the track team is dating basketball players, so we hear about it quite a bit.
I know a bunch of people on the team, so I go to a decent amount of their games. They've made it this far. Hopefully they keep doing well.
The Engineers, who play in the New England Women's and Men's Athletic Conference, or NUMAC, are doing better than all right. Bob Ferrara played for the team in the 60s. He now works in MIT's Department of Student Life.
This is the best basketball team we've had ever in the 111-year history of the program. Nobody's ever had a 27-1 record. And even if not every student pays attention, at least some of them do.
When the Engineers won the NUMAC championship in late February, the game was played in front of a sold-out crowd of 800 at MIT's Rockwell Cage, while the university provost and chancellor handed out free hot dogs. But most MIT students prefer to participate in sports rather than spectate. The Engineers field 33 varsity teams, and a full 25% of the school's undergraduate students are varsity athletes.
Let's go, boys. Bring it tight.
Woo!
As his team captain runs through layup and free throw drills, head coach Larry Anderson looks relaxed on the sidelines. This is Anderson's 17th season at MIT, and he's taken his team to the NCAA tournament 4 years in a row.
We've been having a lot of fun just trying to stay loose and enjoy this moment because we don't ever know when we're going to get back here. But we're just enjoying the moment.
Of course, balancing a championship bid with one of the most rigorous academic schedules in the country can't be all fun. Senior Captain Daniel McHugh says those recruited to play at MIT know what they're getting into.
Just this weekend on the road, you'd find us all on the bus helping out the freshmen with, you know, problem sets that we've encountered in the past, trying to walk them through it. We had a bunch of guys on the team who were taking tests at 7 a.m. that were proctored by coach before we'd go to our 9 a.m. shoot around. So it's definitely a challenge, but it's one that we welcome with open arms.
As to whether MIT can continue its record-setting run, alum Bob Ferrara isn't letting that question concern him.
I'm not going to think that way. I'm just going to know that they're going to give it everything. And, you know, if they lose, they're still the most successful team that we've ever had. If they win, you know, more power to them. We'll be following them to the next level.
MIT basketball has its own fan club and cheerleaders, but Coach Anderson isn't sure how many MIT students will give up a weekend of studying to make the 6.5-hour drive to Pennsylvania for tonight's game. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.
Karen Given is a reporter on Only a Game, which airs on WBUR each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.